Blog Talk right. Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. And let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Hello, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you for joining me. You were just listening to Kevro, and that song is called Light in My Life. And you can find Kev's music at kevro.bandcamp.com, kevroe.bandcamp.com. And I'd like to thank Kev for allowing me to use his music. I really love his stuff, so I encourage you to check it out. I am trying out a new system tonight, a new audio system. So if you guys could let me know if the sound is okay, that would be great. I'd really appreciate that. If you're in the chat room, if you can just send me a message, that would be fantastic. I just want to make sure that I'm coming through nice and clear. Well, you know, I love spirit. I love my guides. They really have a sense of humor. I have a really funny story that I want to share with you before I start the show tonight. This afternoon, I had come home. I had been away for a few days. And so, you know, being away, well, there was no one here in the house to check on normal operations of things. And I was headed down to chat with a woman, local woman who owns a shop who is going to host me for an animal communication event. And just as I was getting ready to leave, I heard in my ear, behind my ear, which is often where I have one guy that I always hear him behind my right ear, he said, "Have some ice cream." And I said, "Well, I don't want ice cream." And he was persistent. So the third time he said, "Have some ice cream before you go." And for my, you know, you guys, if this is the first time that you're listening to me, then you might be saying, "Oh, she's really out there," or whatever. But, you know that we all have this ability to talk with our guides. You know, it's just like playing the piano. The more you practice, the better you get. So anyway, my guide was insistent that I have ice cream before I go down and meet with Tiffany. So I finally said, okay, fine. I open the freezer, get the container of ice cream out, open the lid, and to my surprise, the ice cream was completely melted. I thought, oh, so this is why you wanted me to have ice cream. Isn't that great? I love my guides. So, of course, I had to investigate what was going on with the freezer. And here on the East Coast, we had several weeks of a heat wave where it was in the mid to high 90s with high humidity. And I really haven't been home much in the last 6 or 7 weeks. So, you know, things that you normally would notice, of course, since I'm not here, I wouldn't notice. So as I start investigating what's going on, I discovered that the coils that make the cold and the freezer were all completely iced over, and it was completely blocked. So there was no cold air that was able to circulate. So I had to take the whole freezer apart, and the top shelf of everything had defrosted, but fortunately, it was still cold. So I ended up spending the afternoon cooking. Not what I had intended to do, but that's how I ended up spending my afternoon. And when things like that happen, I used to be annoyed if something didn't go the way it was planned, you know, like in a case like this, where today I was going to go down and chat with Tiffany. And that would annoy me in the past. I've come to learn, however, that first of all, it's always great when I listen to my guides because they always push me, guide me in the right direction. The other thing is, you never know what that could have, you know, why I was delayed and ended up spending the whole day, the whole afternoon home rather than being out. They could have helped me by avoiding a car accident or whatever. At the least, we know that the majority of my food in the freezer was salvaged because it was still frozen other than the top shelf. So that was hundreds of dollars of savings by my guide telling me to eat the ice cream and me listening. So always listen to your guides, but make sure, especially if you're inexperienced, that you know that you can trust them and you know you are working with guides who are of the highest light and highest good for you. Because just like humans, there are spirit people who are perhaps not the best influence for you. And that brings us to our topic tonight of toxic and negative people. Now, there can be toxic and negative guides as well. And, you know, none of us want to work with them, but they can cloak themselves and hide their real purpose or who they really are from you if you're not experienced in flushing them out, so to say. So another really interesting thing that happens to me frequently while setting up the topic for my show, sometimes I don't have a topic till the actual day of the show. And I used to get really nervous about that because I like to let you guys know what we're going to be talking about or working on ahead of time. So you know, and plan to make time to tune in. So, but this week, the topic wasn't coming. And then this morning, finally it came, and I said, okay, great. And for those of you who have listened in before, you know that I touch on a little bit of astrology of what's going on for the week. And those of you who are new, now you know I touch on a little astrology for what's going on in the week. It's so ironic, and I have to laugh, really, because I always pick the topics first, and then I look at the astrology. And 9 times out of 10, what's going on astrologically totally fits the topic that I've chosen for the week. And that is the perfect example of this week as well. So this week, the main theme this week is breaking free and getting in touch with your own personal truth. For the last several months, you've probably heard me say that this is a time to really go within and clear out old junk. And when I say old junk, I mean old behaviors that don't suit you anymore, or don't benefit you, you know, they have no benefit for you any longer. It can be relationships that are no longer healthy or working, clutter in your house. You know, it's been a big clean out the last several months. And if you haven't focused on that, then it's never too late to start. Though now we have gone into a big planetary shift that now, though that has been the theme for the last several months about clearing out and cleaning up, now it is time to bring what you have discovered out to the world. So this next week is going to be a tricky one. We have some planets that are squared. We have, as you know, we're in the sign of Leo now, which is Leo the lion, hear me roar. And the way that the planets are shifting in this next week, this is a 411 for all you guys out there. We expect that there can be some communication issues. And when I say communication issues, I mean when you're in communication with someone else, not hearing or listening to what the other person says, or vice versa. People may be very critical this next week. You may even find that yourself in confrontation in this next week. Not everyone is going to like what you have to say now, especially if you've been doing inner work and you have shifted. Not everybody is going to go along with your shifting, but this is the time to walk in your truth and start walking your talk. also keep in mind that this is an important time to see each other in the mirror. In other words, what is the person who you are communicating with or having trouble communicating with reflecting back to you? Really important question for you to be asking yourself. It's important now, being in the age that we're in the age of Aquarius, that we learn how to create a new way of being and doing it together. Because, let's face it, we couldn't survive without each other. It'd be really difficult to do this on your own. And we need each other. So it's really a time to have serious and deep conversations about relationships with your partners, and that can be your spouse or your intimate partner. It can also mean business relationships as well. And, deep conversations covering the whole broad spectrum of the board, from finances to sex. Don't be afraid to get into those conversations this next week. The key is to do it successfully is to really listen to what the other person has to say. Even if you don't like what they're saying, that's really key. Give them the opportunity to be heard, and I hope that they will also give you the opportunity to be heard. So just be aware that this week could bring hurt feelings, and it could mean the ending of relationships perhaps that are surprising to you. So just be mindful of that, and be mindful of your words and how you're communicating this week, because it's really going to be important. People can really take things the wrong way in this next week. So be clear with your communication. It's not the time to crawl under a rock, but it is the time to handle things in a calm, mature way and objectively. This is, you can build your character now if you are not accustomed to sitting back and listening. And I'll give you a good example. Ask yourself this question. When you're in a conversation with someone, do you wait until that person finishes speaking before you begin to speak? So important. Many of us, and this is part of the reason that we often don't let others, allow others the chance to finish what they're saying, is because we're afraid that we're not going to be heard. So we rush in and talk over the top of them. But the fact is, if you just be patient for a moment and let the other person finish, it gives the space for the other person to actually hear you in a more effective way. That's a little tip. And you can learn something from every person that you encounter, every conversation that you have. So now is the time you want to get out there and really create new things in your life. Leo the Lion loves to have fun. This is the time to play. But just keep in mind that not everyone is going to like the way that you like to have fun. Say, for example, you're a jokey kind of person. Just be careful how you're joking and realize that somebody may take it the wrong way. Also, for your own self, remember that knowing that we have this sort of tense week coming up, you are going to have the choice now to be offended by what other people say and go away feeling threatened and scared about it, or you can perhaps look at what the other person has to say objectively. Which one feels better to you? Remember, use your experiences to grow. The key this week is to listen, not to react. If you listen and really hear the other person, you have the opportunity this next week to really strengthen the bonds of your relationship. And again, whether it is an intimate relationship or a business relationship or a friendship, you can now develop and grow in this relationship. The outcomes of any confrontations that you might have or meetings this week have the chance to be greater and deeper and grow your bonds and commitments more exponentially than perhaps a week or two ago. So don't run and hide. Remember, don't fight either. Okay? So choose to sit and work it out. And if you do choose that, then in this next week, you will really reap a lot of positive benefits in the long run. So the mantra for this week, and this is from the Pele Report, as I speak my truth, I must be prepared for others to feel, react, and share. If I can get over feeling threatened and scared, I will learn the lessons life has for me there. So there you have it. So let's talk about negative and toxic people. So where do we begin with that? I'm sure that you have all encountered people like that in your life at one time or another, and you may even have people like that in your life now. The question that you want to ask yourself is, and we're going to go back to the mirror reference, as you look at yourself in the mirror, is there anywhere in your life that you are using negative thoughts, words, or perhaps you have negative, you're doing negative deeds? And that can be as simple as, I'll use an example of a client that I have recently who had gone from working part-time to full-time and has not let her ex-spouse know that so the child support can be adjusted. Well, that is really kind of a negative deed because it is deceitful, to say the least. Now, I understand why the person is doing it. However, the, let's say, karma attached to that is pretty negative, wouldn't you say? So ask yourself this question again. Where in my life am I possibly having negative thoughts? And that can be about yourself. Oh my gosh, my hips look huge today. How many of us have done that? Or, oh, there's another wrinkle. Or, oh, I'm so fat. I hate it. I hate myself. I'm so fat. Well, guess what? Your subconscious mind registers all those thoughts, even if you don't verbalize them. And your thoughts create more of what you think about. Oh my gosh, I'm so fat. Oh, well, guess what? You're creating more weight, extra weight. And, you know, I myself have had weight issues for a number of years. And part of it is because I have a thyroid issue. And part of it is because I'm so empathetic that I take on everybody's stuff in my energy field. And part of it, I will admit, is I, in the past, have had a lot of negative self-talk. I didn't know any better. I was brought up in a very critical family who, it was very important in the family to have a certain type of body look, you know, to be thin was the big thing. And if you weren't, then you were regularly criticized for it. So I grew up thinking that that's the way it was. Well, I discovered many years ago that that's really it's critical parenting for one thing, but it's not healthy for another thing. So if you are having negative thoughts and negative self-thoughts, that is really the first place you want to begin this journey of clearing out negative and toxic people from your life. Because guess what? What you put out, you attract. And of course, I know there are many of you out there who are listening who this is not going to apply to. So please, you know, take what works for you and leave the rest. But I think most of us at some time or other in our lives have had negative self-talk. Cheryl Richardson, you know, is a great coach for really self-love. So are you loving yourself? That's another really good question. Another possibility for having negative or toxic people attracted to you is if you're empathetic or intuitive. Because we send out this vibe to people that, you know, we're helpers, so to say. And until you learn how to really filter, it can really be an issue. And, for example, many years ago, I attracted a lot of people who were serious drug users and or alcohol as well, and, you know, pretty low-energy people. And I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. Well, part of it is because I come from a family that has substance abuse in it. So people recognize that in me and are attracted to me for that reason, because it's in my auric field. The other reason is because at that time, I really didn't know how to filter and protect myself. So I didn't attract all this negativity and all these people that had so many problems. And I mean, these are people that I'm talking about that are really people who you cannot work with. They really need deep psychological counseling and treatment and so forth. So these are people that I would not be effective in helping with what I do. Though, you know, I have worked with people who were ready to make the step out of addiction. But that's a whole different picture, you know. And at that time, I did work a little bit differently, where I wouldn't say you could call it fortune telling, but, you know, I did do future readings into people's futures and so forth. And I still do look at people's charts and see what's coming down. But now I work in a much different way, where I work actively with you so that you are the one in charge and have the power. That really is the best way to work with any intuitive. You know, we're just here to sort of show you a picture and to show you the different ways that you can go and so forth. We're not here to make the choices in your life for you. And there are some people out there in this work who do that. They micromanage their clients' lives. And it's not healthy. So you could bring in toxic people that way. So now all of you who are out there listening who maybe aren't feel you're not intuitive or empathetic, and yet you have these toxic people in your life, what are some of the ways now that you can step out of that relationship or step away from those sort of people? Well, you have to ask yourself, first of all, is there a particular place where you encounter these people? For example, if you stop at happy hour after work, you know, people who tend to do that maybe aren't always the most positive people. So you really have to ask yourself, where are these people in your life? All right. They could be family members. We all have members in our family who are, you know, say Debbie Downers. Okay. And sometimes there's, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. You definitely can't change the person. But what you can do, say you have a family member, for example, and I'll use my own family. When I visit a particular relative, who I'm not going to name, but anyway, when I visit this particular relative, and I do several times a year, I only stay for a little while because they're very negative and prejudiced as well. And though I love them, that's not who I'm about or what I'm about. So I do sort of an obligation visit or whatever. It's more than an obligation visit because this is a person who is close to me and my family. And I wish they were different, but they're not. So the way I handle that is I just stay for a short time, a couple of hours at the most, and then out of there. And I also try to coordinate it around mealtime. So and at least we're eating part of the time, and oftentimes we'll go out to dinner. So that helps. I'm just going to grab a quick drink of organic iced tea here. Thanks for holding on for a second. Sorry about that. When you talk so much, you have to grab a drink now and then. Okay, so before we go any further, because, oh my goodness, we only have 25 minutes left already. God, time goes by so fast with you guys. I want to let you know where to find me, and you can find me on Facebook. My Facebook page, my private page is cynthia.fontaine.142. And from there, you can find my intuitive public page, which is a long one, and I say this every week, intuitive medium, psychic, gifted healer, animal communicator, inspirational teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. And that's on Facebook. That's my public page. So I really encourage you to like my public page. You can certainly friend me on my private page, but please know that everything happens on my public page. There's almost no activity whatsoever on my private page. And you can follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. My email is cynthiafontaine@live.com, cynthiafontaine@live.com. I'm also on Pinterest, LinkedIn, Blogger, And my website is www.cynthiafontaine.com. I try to keep it easy for you guys, except when I made the Facebook page. I don't know what I was thinking. Well, I do know what I was thinking. I was trying to get as much in the page title as I could to let you guys know what I do. But I do even more things than what's listed in there. For example, I'm certified in past life regression through Brian Weiss, and I'm an angel healer, certified angel healer, an angel reader, and all sorts of things. So I did try to get too much into that title, but please like my Facebook page. Now, email, if I don't have you in my address book, the email does go to my filtered mail, and I literally get over 500 emails a day. So if you would like to contact me, the best way to initially do that is through Facebook. Send me a direct message, and then we can go from there. Because I do see the messages on Facebook daily, where the emails, I just get so many that sometimes I miss them, especially if you go into my filtered box. And even in my regular mail, where I do have contacts, I still sometimes miss emails there just because, I do get so many. Now, a couple of quick other announcements. I have some really exciting news for you guys. And over the next 3 weeks, we have some fabulous guests who are going to be on. My guest next week is Althea Gray. And Althea is a medicine woman who I've been studying with for, 3 years, I think, now. And she's going to be on next week. So I'm very excited about that. And I will, of course, tell you more about her next week when you tune in to the show as well. And she has a fantastic retreat coming up at Mount Shasta the weekend of September 18th. So we're going to talk a lot about that next week and talk about Althea's work and so forth. So put that on your calendar. Then the following week, I am going to have a co-author who I'm working on a book with right now as we currently speak. And she has the Psychic Reader's Guide. So Jessica will be on with me the following week. And then the week after that, August 29th, we're going to have Susan Mullen on the show. And Susan is a master coach through Colette Baron Reed's MCI Master Coaching Program, Master Coaching Institute. So you guys have some exciting stuff coming up the next couple of weeks with these great guests that we're going to have on. So please tune in and tell all your friends. Share it on Facebook, post it on Twitter. That would be great. Now, if you would like an appointment with me, again, send me a message through Facebook. That's the best way to reach me. Or you can actually set up an appointment right on my website where you can just go right in, pay for the appointment, and then I will contact you to book a time. I do have very limited space left for August, and September is filling up quickly. I have a couple of big group events coming up. I have a fundraising event, two fundraising events in September, and regular private appointments as well. So if you would like an appointment, please contact me. Again, I do have a couple of slots left for August, and September is booking up quickly. I'm also working on it's not really a new workshop. I'm taking on students now, mentoring students. So if you're interested in working with me as a mentor, then again, contact me and we can work out those details. So that's way too much time spending on this, but I just want to let you guys know how to reach me once we're off the air. So we have some people in the chat room. I'd like to just say a shout out to you guys who are in the chat room. Let's see, there's quite a few people who have joined us. And I would like to say thank you for joining us. And for those of you who are listening live or those of you who listen to the replay, I really appreciate you guys being here. And I love to hear your feedback. And I always say I have the greatest people who I am in touch with. You guys are just awesome. So I just want to put that out there and say thank you so much. I really feel very blessed and fortunate. I have several friends who are in this field as well, the holistic field. Well, more than several. But I have a handful of friends in particular who really have a lot of problems on their social media with negative people. So I'm really, really grateful and blessed that, knock on wood, I have such great people who I interact with. So that's a testament to all you guys out there. So thank you. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for, walking in the light. Now, I think we should do a process. You guys know that I like to do a little meditation, and sometimes it's really quick, only three little breaths. But I'd like to do something a little bit longer tonight. And one thing that I very often use, and I have used this for years, is the violet flame. And if, for those of you who are not familiar with the violet flame is connected to Saint Germain. And Saint Germain was alive in the 1500s. There's a lot written about the violet flame and Saint Germain, so I encourage you to check it out if you feel attracted to it. I don't want to talk too much about Saint Germain here and now because we only have about 16 minutes left, and I do want to do a meditation with you. But this particular just this phrase helped me so much several years ago. I worked full-time for the government for 26 years, and I worked with 99% men, which can be difficult. Very often I was the only woman in the office with upwards of 50 people. And, that can be tricky being the only female with that many men around. And guys are guys. I love you guys. But guys are guys. They talk guy stuff. And there were a couple of people in the office who were very negative. And it got to the point where I didn't want to go to work. It was so bad. And at that point, I've been so fortunate throughout my life to have the most wonderful and gifted teachers. And at the time, my teacher said to me, "We'll use the violet flame." Now, I had been working with her with the violet flame. And, don't feel that it won't be effective for you if you haven't worked with the violet flame, because it works practically instantaneously. It doesn't take any practice to learn how to do it. It just takes an open and pure heart. And what I did was, before I went to work, I was actually out with an injury for a period of time. So before I went back into work, I was dreading facing all this negativity. I sent the violet flame ahead through the entire building and touched all my coworkers with the violet flame. Now, when you look at a candle or a lighter, or even into if you have a fire pit, and you look just above the wood or the coals, or right at the base of the flame of a lighter or whatever you happen to be using, a candle, you'll see the color purple, very close to the bottom. And sometimes it looks blue, but that's the color that you want to focus on. And the interesting thing about the violet flame is, and I please do not attempt to do this, but if you were to put your finger on the purple part of the flame, it's not hot. And again, do not touch the flame, whether it's a fire pit or a candle or a lighter. Don't put your finger on the flame. Just know, scientifically proven, that part of the flame is not hot. So you got to trust me on that one, guys. Okay, so this is a cool flame, temperature cool. It's actually the white part of the flame that burns you on the fire. But, of course, you can't touch the violet part of the fire without touching the white. So, again, please don't go and touch fire. So now visualize, as if you have a candle in your hand that is lit, and imagine that the entire flame is that violet color on the candle. And feel the coolness of it. And allow the candle that you're holding in your hand, it could be a tapered candle, or it could be, there are a lot of candles out on the market that are charged with Reiki or have essential oils in them. Whatever your favorite kind of candle is, imagine you're holding this candle in your hand, and whatever color that you would like the candle to be, visualize that now. So if you're driving a car, please turn this off and listen to the replay. Or if you're operating any kind of equipment, chainsaws and so forth. Okay, this is going to be short, but still, you know, it's best to be safe. So whether you are sitting or standing or lying down, I would like you to put both feet on the floor. And if you're lying down, you can continue to lie down, but just imagine that your feet are on the floor in your mind's eye. Okay, so as you're both feet are flat on the floor, your spine is straight, and you are holding the candle lovingly in between your two hands. I'd like you to take three nice deep yoga breaths in, and as you breathe in, imagine you're breathing in that violet flame. And as you breathe out, you breathe out any negative or toxins that you've built up in your body, whether that is through food or environment, toxic behavior, or encountering toxic or negative people. So again, breathe in, and breathe in through your nose, and imagine the violet flame coming into your body, burning away all negativity. And as you breathe out, push out any negativity that you have picked up. And we'll do this one more time, breathing in through your nose, the violet flame, allowing the violet flame to go throughout your whole entire body, cleansing and clearing. And as you exhale out, anything that is not of the light is exhaled out, goes into Mother Earth to be processed and recycled for another day. Now imagine, as you hold your candle with the violet flame, you have someone sitting across from you who perhaps you've had a difficult time with in the past, or you are currently having a difficult time with, what you perceive to be a difficult time. And for whatever reason, whether this person is negative through upbringing or whatever the case may be, the details of why the person is the way they are isn't important. So again, imagine the person who you would like your relationship to be better with sitting across from you. And remember, we're not here to change anyone. But when we come from a place in our heart of purity and love, very often that in itself is enough to inspire a person to change. And they don't even know it or know why. That's help from above. I call it grace. So now as this person sits across from you, imagine the violet flame being shared with them as they breathe in the violet flame. And as you offer the violet flame to them, these are the words that I use. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity that God desires. And say that phrase over and over again until you can feel the energy behind that phrase and the powerful positiveness of it. Now, imagine the violet flame going to your workplace or school, if you're a student. And imagine the violet flame burning through the entire building. Now remember, this flame is cool, so it doesn't actually physically burn. So imagine now this violet flame is transmuting the energy in your workplace or your school or even your home. And as the violet flame goes through the building, through your home or your school, and again, your workplace, again, use the words, I've said this phrase a million times, and now I've lost my train of thought. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, you guys. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity that God desires. How crazy is that? Take a nice deep breath in and a big exhale out. And use this really simple method to transmute negativity anytime and any place. You can use it at the mall, at the coffee shop, at your workplace, or in your own home. The key is to remember to come from a pure and loving heart. That's really, really important. And when you have a pure, loving heart, you will attract people to you who have those same qualities. Really something to think about. So again, the first place to start is within yourself and to ask yourself, is there any place in my life where I'm having negative thoughts, behaviors, beliefs that it's best for me to transmute and to change? Words are so powerful and so important, and many of us never really give that much consideration or thought. Yvonne Oswald is a fabulous facilitator and author, and she's out of Canada. I really, really encourage you to check out her book, Words Have Power, because we often don't realize the words that we're saying. And one thing to really think about is the subconscious mind does not recognize certain words. And not is one of those words. So if you say, oh, I'm not going to do that, your subconscious mind hears, oh, they're going to do that. Kind of bizarre. But anyway, it's true. So check out Yvonne's book. It's really enlightening and mind-opening, because so often we don't even realize, again, what the words are that we're using and the power behind them. And also the fact that the subconscious mind does not recognize certain words. I had no idea about this until I learned about Yvonne. And I was really, really amazed just by reading her book. And you can also check her out on YouTube or on her website as well. So start doing some self-evaluation. And then once you have completed your self-evaluation, and if you find that there aren't areas in your life where you are having toxic or negative thoughts or behaviors, then you need to look a little bit further. And again, are you empathetic or intuitive and don't realize it? Then it's important to reach out to someone who has training and a good background in this to help you learn how to clear yourself and also how to put a protection around you and filter out the negativity so it's not attracted to you. If you put honey out on a bowl in the summertime, it'll be filled up with flies in no time. So you want to learn how to filter. And we only have a couple of minutes left here. So again, I just want to let you guys know, if you have tuned in late, how to find me. My website is www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine.com. And Facebook, cynthia.fontaine.142 is my private page, but you can find my public page through that. So please like my public page. And then Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine. I'm on Pinterest, Blogger. You guys Google me, I'll come up everywhere. my email, cynthiafontaine@live.com. So I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. And whether you listen live today or you listen to the replay, know that the energy is fresh and evergreen and live, because this is a live taping. And as more and more people tune in and listen to the recording, the energy builds. So as more people join in and do the Violet Flame meditation, the Violet Flame exercise, that positive energy will continue to expand out into the universe. So share this with your friends and know that the more that people listen and the more people do the Violet Flame exercise, the more that fabulous energy goes out into the world. And really, this is what we're here for, is to transmute and transition our world into a better place. That's what Age of Aquarius is all about. Peace, love, and harmony. So how is that working for you? So we only have 1 minute left. And again, I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. You are the best. I love all you guys so much. And we are going to close with music from Kevro. I love you guys, and check out my product line, alchemyoftheearth.com, too. All natural. It's another thing you can do to help clean up the toxins out of your body. So I'll see you guys really soon, and I love you guys. Have a great week.
There be light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit.